Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show in hour number two. And I tell you what, the countdown is on for the Summer Olympics in Rio. And this weekend, or actually this week, USA Basketball announced the men's 2016 USA Olympic team that will be seeking its third consecutive Olympic title. And very excited. They've got a lot of depth. And of course, they're being led by Duke's head coach, Mike Krzyzewski. Coach K, always a true pleasure to have back with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, former University of Texas assistant coach, the great Lee Klein. How are you, Lee?
Oh, doing great. Doing awesome. You know, we got the under-17s are happening right now.
Wow.
And many of the college coaches are there at the World Under-17s, and it's the next great college player, there's a good chance, is playing, either for us or for some country right now. So that's happening in Barcelona, and then lo and behold, we'll have our guys will be working out in Vegas and getting ready for their trip to Rio.
Yeah, and so USA Basketball, they unveil this 2016 Olympic roster. There's no Steph Curry, LeBron, or Russell Westbrook, but it still is a formidable group. I mean, do you truly, in your heart, do you believe that they can win it all?
I do. Now, and the pressure to win it all is a lot greater here for the U.S. team than anyone. Now, this could be Coach K's last run at it, so that's an interesting subplot. But, we're a country of 300 million. We're going to play, our competition, if you will, countries, a lot of them are a lot smaller, 15 million person countries. So we've got a lot of talent here. We got bigger numbers. And now, can we put together the best team? When you look at it and you see, who you got some new faces and new leaders, and you see if we still have what it takes to capture the gold.
Hey, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp is with us, Lee Klein at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he has his seasonal radio show here talking college hoops. But as we are zeroing in on USA Basketball, I think it is remarkable that so much of the focus has been on the players that are not playing, that are not a part of this team, as I'd mentioned earlier, in Curry, LeBron, or in Westbrook. You have to wonder, too, who's going to be in that starting five?
Coach K does a great job getting guys involved and playing a role and embracing it and not worrying so much about that. But to me, this is critical when we talk about guys like Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Durant. For them to win in Rio is important. They weren't just coming off an NBA title. So, this is their title to win. So it's important for them to, I think, individually, they want to go and get this and do it for them and do it for the USA.
Lee, who do you think will be the biggest threat or contender? I mean, I know in years past it's always been Spain, and Spain has really been, the second-best team.
Yeah, and I don't know the full rosters on all the teams, Spain and France and Brazil. We've seen now a lot of quality NBA guys coming from, and playing for these other countries. Who's going to be in? I haven't looked at their rosters to see. Is Tony Parker playing for France? Are the Gasols playing for Spain? Who does everyone have? But I think, to me, the toughest, the former, if you will, the Serbia, Croatia, Lithuania, these are all, Turkey, they are all playing, they're going to give you everything they have. You're going to have to play your A game. And, I think that it'll probably come down to beating Spain for the gold. But, any of these other teams we just mentioned have a chance to knock out and be in that moment to play for the title. I can't see the USA falling short of the title game in any scenario.
I think what's really cool is Kyrie Irving. We were talking about this earlier on the show, being reunited with his former head coach, Coach K, who's, of course, Kyrie. He spent 1 year at Duke before beginning his NBA career, and this is going to be his first Olympics.
Right, and for guys, when it's your first time and doing this, this is a magical thing. Of course, he only played about 7 games in a Duke uniform, but now it's, this is, he has a chance to kind of ride this momentum from this incredible championship series and sort of step up into this he's the preeminent guard in the country, and maybe that carries over now. And we're not when we talk about for the NBA season. You know, maybe it is we're starting to get this era of Kyrie past now, you know, the Westbrooks and the Stephen Currys and a lot of really good guards. But now Kyrie's got his chance to really make a run at it.
Well, this is a team that certainly has a lot of versatility. Many of these players, Lee, can play multiple positions. But I have to wonder, you know, what I'm thinking, you know, what's going to be Coach K's toughest challenge? And essentially, I mean, you've got a new group coming together. There's not a lot of equity that's been built up with this group. And there's some big personalities on the team. When you start talking about DeMarcus Cousins, Draymond Green, DeAndre Jordan, I mean, my goodness, that's quite a task at hand, right?
Yeah, and blending those personalities and getting guys to accept, you know, guys that have always been stars, accept a portion of your minutes, be happy with it, bond for a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. I wonder if the other country's going to do the hack of Jordan and impose that.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Hey, Lee Klein is back with us, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp. There's so much that I want to get into tonight. But your perception of this year's Olympics or the Rio Olympics, I mean, how concerned should we really be about the Zika virus and just all the security concerns? Because we've, you know, obviously Rio's been hit really hard this year. But, I mean, a lot of folks are participants are withdrawing.
Well, I think the two things, the most concerning thing is what we just saw in Istanbul. You know, the world's a scary place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're traveling international and you have a huge event like this, you know, you're representing your country. It's a lot at stake, and it's sort of a little bit nerve-wracking in doing it. And all you need to add this Zika virus or something like that,
mm-hmm,
to give guys, you know, people a reason to say, hey, not worth it, not worth the risk. And fortunately, again, we have enough people here, we'll get somebody that's willing to go. But it's important for the Olympics to be successful and the U.S. to be successful because of where we are in the sports hierarchy. And then the other part is the world that we want to know and live in. The world, you know, we're a safe world where you have this, you know, the pursuit, the storyline, the resiliency, what's been overcome. It's so important that the Olympics happens because if not, you know, when we lose that aspect of the world, then we, you know, we're giving up freedom and a lot of these things that, you know, the other countries are really jealous about. So it's important. It's also an opportunity to, you know, to handle things with class and to understand, you know, the greater purpose of having peace on earth and
absolutely,
you know, in the spirit of competition.
Definitely. Hey, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, Lee Klein, has been with us. Always a pleasure to catch up. And you stay hydrated because all these basketball camps, I mean, you're going fast and furious these days, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, stay hydrated. And we're finishing up with a great group of kids here, five, and we'll get started again tomorrow.
Very good. I look forward to our next conversation. That, of course, was Lee Klein, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp. Stick around. Hey, we're getting ready to tee it up. Dr. Bob Rotella, well-known sports psychologist, he's going to break it all down for us here in just a moment at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.